A U.S. military bomb struck a residential neighborhood this morning in Afghanistan. The U.S. says a pilot was trying to bomb the Kabul airport but missed. While it's extremely difficult to verify casualties in Taliban-held areas, Pentagon officials quote reports from the ground saying four civilians may have died. NPR's Steve Inskeep joins me now. Steve, this is the first time this week the military has directly acknowledged that one of its bombs went off course. What happened?
Lisa, this happened right after a pause that the United States declared in its bombing. There were no bombs that we know of dropped on Friday, the Muslim holy day. But after midnight, going into Saturday morning, the bombing resumed. We're told that a U.S. Navy strike fighter was flying over the Kabul airport. The U.S. had spotted a helicopter on the ground at that airport. And this is a facility the United States has bombed repeatedly and presumably tried to destroy every aircraft they could. And here's another one landing there. And so the pilot dropped a 2,000-pound bomb intending to destroy that helicopter, the Pentagon says, and missed by a mile. About a mile away, there was a residential neighborhood, and the bomb went there. In addition to the four killed, we're hearing reports of eight wounded, although, again, all figures out of Kabul are very difficult to verify.
Now, this was a precision-guided bomb. We've been told that these are highly accurate. How could it miss by a mile?
Well, the Pentagon says that this was a targeting process error. What you have here is a bomb that you release. It's got GPS, a global positioning system, on it, and it can guide itself down to the target. But if you send it to the wrong point on the map, it's going to go just as accurately to that wrong point. And so somewhere in the process of selecting that target, deciding that you were going to drop the bomb on that target, and trying to just enter the right figures into the computer, and this may have happened before the plane ever left the deck of an aircraft carrier. It may also have happened in the air. At some point, a mistake was made and the plane went to the wrong spot. That's what the military is saying. It's the same thing that happened once in Kosovo when the U.S. military bombed a Chinese embassy in Belgrade.
Now, we're also learning more details about a second bombing incident this week, one that also allegedly led to civilian casualties.
Yeah, this is, civilian casualties aside, one of the more intriguing incidents of the campaign that we've heard about so far. This is an incident you may have heard about earlier in the week. The Taliban claimed that 200 civilians were killed when the United States bombed a village called Karam east of Kabul. The U.S. has not specifically responded to that charge until now. A U.S. military source tells NPR that this is what happened. The United States attempted to bomb a cave where Taliban or Al-Qaeda forces had been spotted not very far from this village. They dropped the bombs accurately on that cave, the Pentagon says, but there was something inside that cave that exploded. There were secondary explosions, the military says. Those explosions went on for 3.5 hours, raining fire and debris, we're told, onto that village, and the Pentagon at least insists that if anyone died, that is how they died.
Well, that would seem to imply that there's a lot of ammunition in the cave, right?
Or something explosive. It could not necessarily ammunition, but something very interesting. Now, U.S. sources say they do not know and didn't know before and still don't know exactly what was in that cave, that they simply saw activity outside and decided to bomb it. But I should mention that if the United States did know in advance what was in that cave, we'd probably have difficulty ever hearing about it, since the U.S. would then have to admit it had some kind of intelligence source on the ground.
And for all of these reports, it's difficult to verify everything, is that right?
That's exactly right, but it might get a little bit easier. The Taliban has been issuing visas to reporters to go see this very site so they can show off where they say these people died. That hasn't happened yet, but it may. And the Pentagon is preparing to respond to that. The Pentagon says it has images which show that there are no bomb craters in that village, that a bomb did not strike there, that it was the secondary explosions. So they say they have that imagery, and as we get into this public relations war, that imagery may be released.
NPR Steve Inskeep. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.